18.8 million Yemenis are in need for humanitarian assistance. Before the crisis, 41% of the Yemenis were classified to face food insecure conditions, and now we are talking about 17.1 million Yemenis, while we have also 2 million IDPs, internally displaced people, in Yemen.
I'm aware that the preliminary results of a new emergency food security and nutrition assessment have come in. What are the main findings?
65% of the Yemenis' households are estimated to be food insecure. Over 80% of the Yemenis are found to be in debt, and more than 50% households are buying food on credit. From the agricultural and livelihood part, nearly 40% of agricultural households faced decreased production of cereals in 2016 compared to pre-crisis. Around 1.6 million households are in need for emergency supports for agricultural inputs. 64% of the households, which are livestock owners, are facing critical problems in the availability of animal feed. 54% of the households are facing problems in crop and livestock diseases. And 45% of the agricultural households suffered from decreased livestock numbers in 2016 compared to pre-crisis, and this is due mainly to forced selling to cover their household needs and to a loss of animals due to the death resulted from diseases or from other reasons related to the crisis.
What is being done by FAO and other agencies to help the situation?
Well, FAO has already been implementing several interventions relating to the support and the different forms, especially in agricultural inputs, seeds, fertilizers, feed, solar units, ice boxes to fishermen, fish nets, fishing nets, engines to the boats even. Directly support that has been oriented on several levels in the capacity development of animal health workers and other agricultural technicians. This has been done in the most affected governorate that has been already classified within the IPC, last IPC exercise, which are 9 governorates, out of which these governorates have been receiving these kinds of supports. And this is the kind of support that FAO is still doing and in terms of the priorities that have been identified and shared with the partners within the cluster, within the other partners' frameworks that we are conducting and leading and sharing with the authorities in the different parts of Yemen.